It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. The God archetype commands respect and influence, but exercise with grace, creating their own reality and shifting the world with every word, thought, action, aligning to their own divine will. Peace, family. Welcome to The Brief. Today, we're going to be talking about the God archetype. It is one who transcends the material world and operates with divine wisdom and guidance. The God archetype is usually someone at an early age who have an inclination about being more, operating with divine wisdom / enlightenment, and who focuses on a path or a journey of that enlightenment. They see themselves going to a path to become omnipotent in thoughts and ideas. They see themselves reaching this grandstand and ability to change the world in some capacity and have an effect on the affairs of men. With this omnipotent power, and I want you to think about this omnipotent power as really tapping into the divine wisdom of the mind, constantly believing that all is possible, that nothing is impossible, and they have the ability to do and dare to dream at the highest level of reality. The God archetype commands respect and influence, but exercise with grace, creating their own reality and shifting the world with every word, thought, action, aligning to their own divine will. Having a mastery over their own representation, the way that they speak, the way that they think, the way that they present themselves. Others are often easily influenced by these types because they see them as an outlier in society, representing the rareness, but also the divine power that we all share, an ultimate and complete belief in self. The God archetype is seen as somebody who has infinite compassion, love, and healing, who thinks about bringing justice and might to the world. But the infinite passion and healing allows them to see man's affairs and woman's affairs, as we talk about God archetype. We're also, when we say man, we're talking about human, all of society and all of the world. But they have an infinite compassion and a willfulness to want to help and take care of others, but not seeing people as victims of circumstance, but by through empowering others with the same energy that they have. So typically that God archetype is one who operates seeing the problems of others and then empowering them to create change in their own life. The God archetype operates through righteousness, meaning that their esteemed quality of goodness and morality is one that they use to guide themselves, regarding themselves to the highest standard in the world, saying that they have to continuously strive to be better and better and better so that those that watch them, see them, or guided by them can take the example of their path to reach a higher state of enlightenment as well. God archetypes have a transcendent presence. They have an unshakable integrity, often moving towards the highest of ethical standards. They operate in purity and spirituality, but they're also connected to the physical world, but transcending it with a high balance. When you tap into your God archetype, you have this ability to see beyond being a man or a woman. You have the ability to see yourself as an idea, to see yourself as somebody who can bring value to the world, somebody who has infinite strength beyond the physical, someone who has complete power of the mental domain, and whose highest faculty is intellect, but focusing on growth, so they're constant in a state of transcendence. The God archetype is the one who pauses when they think, when you see them on stages moving, talking to people, they're getting divine inspiration, being guided. They're not always stuck into a structure of the mundane, because when the divine gives them a calling, they listen to that and then they are energized by that, and that gives them a journey. And then they complete that journey until they have another calling, which comes in the form of an inspiration. The shadows for the God archetype is tyrannical deity, which would be despotism. When a God archetype power becomes unchecked, it can lead to tyrannical behavior and oppressive control over others. It comes with isolation, a form of detachment. The God archetype can become overly detached from the material world, neglecting earthly responsibilities and or relationships. Number three would be the judgment purist, perfectionism. The God archetype may become overly critical and demanding, expecting unrealistic perfection from themselves and others. Although the God archetype is the most rarest archetype, the most powerful prime archetype, above the king, which we go into in another video. But the God archetype is one who acts into the practice of mentalism, mindfulness, meditation, who operates in the mental realm, the physical realm, and the spiritual realm all at once. And when you tap into that, you have such a power that you can move and bend the will of your reality. You can seed into the minds of others a belief in themselves so that they can start to spark their own potential. God archetypes usually find fame through their intellect, being able to speak, move, and think in a way that make others inspired. They focus on changing the world, having massive influence over others. But instead of getting caught into a narcissism trap, they focus on goodness and virtue based on how they can contribute to the world versus how they can be more significant in the world. The God archetype is supposed to be guided to be more enlightened and on this constant path of enlightenment to bring light where there is darkness. They walk in firmness, sometimes exalting the perfection of sculpting their bodies so that they can be seen as one of the paragons of society. But at the same time, it goes into the mental and the spiritual and often the financial. Being able to have this holistic power over self and seeing yourself in a divine manner requires you to have a lot of energy in the mind, because the variables and complexities of the God archetype is that they are mortal, but they operate as if they are gods. The immortal challenge and the immortal quest of how do I turn my works and energy as I have a physical body? How do I turn that into an immortal legacy that will be remembered forever? Because the gods are never forgotten. That is the God archetype. One of their primary missions is to make sure that they are remembered long enough to have change in the world, even when they are no longer in the world physically. Do you sound like the God archetype? Did you see yourself ever reaching the heights of changing the world? Do you have a vast amount of influence over others? Do you have an undying compassion? Do you focus on enlightenment and ultimate self-awareness? Do you have challenge for yourself? Do you gain respect from others? Do you have vast amount of influences? Do your thoughts, words, ideas have change within the world and high impact? Is that the type of mind you are? You might just be one of the God archetypes. My challenge to you, in the comments, comment someone that you think fits the God archetype. Peace, family. This has been your brief.
Are we low level or high level? Ah!
If you're going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
Crown is abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in. Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you got to get Crown Society today, man.
The blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.